وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the notion of a human being in the Holy Quran, and in the previous episodes we were talking about different dimensions of the soul, and we ended up talking about the heart, different conditions, different qualities of the heart. Now, we were supposed to start a discussion about different functions of the heart according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Now, there are several functions attributed to the heart in the Holy Quran. If you remember, in the first episode of this discussion, we said that when Quran talks about heart having different functions, doesn't mean that like it's a medical book, that they didn't refer to the brain as the source of the command and everything, and because of the lack of medical science at that time. No, it is, Quran talks with the language of people, ordinary people. Even nowadays, we attribute many functions to our hearts. Like I, for example, I hate him with all of my heart, or I love him with all of my heart. And as if it is a heart that, and we know that it's in the mind, it's in the brain, some of the actions and reactions that takes place there. But still, we find it more suitable to attribute it to the heart. And I said, this simplistic way of talking does not contradict the scientific outlook. Like, for example, we say, when even nowadays, we say sun is setting, sun is rising. And if we were to talk scientifically, we should have said, no, we are turning, the earth is turning in a way that looks like, it looks like the sun is moving and sun is rising. Sun does not rise, sun is there. So nobody talks about that. Nobody says this is not scientific, don't say sunrise because it's not scientific. No, we talk the way we feel. And also it's true about the heart. When, for example, we love a person, our hearts start beating and we say that this is the heart doing something. So Quran also attributes different feelings, functions to the heart. And it's not the heart that is the physical heart. It's one layer, one level or dimension of the soul that is referred to with the word heart. Now, one of the functions of the heart is fiqh. Fiqh means, nowadays it's translated to jurisprudence, which means the legal theory of Islam. But literally, fiqh means profound understanding of something. Profound understanding of something is called fiqh. Now, and this is not limited to jurisprudence or legal theory or practical aspects or practical teachings of Islam. Nowadays, yes, nowadays fiqh, in contrast to theology, kalam and tafsir, is a certain discipline, and that is the technical sense of the word. But the lexical sense of the word that we should follow in the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith is the profound understanding of all teachings of Islam, including practical teachings and theoretical belief system and of everything. It does not contradict. Sometimes different words have different senses in different contexts, in technical contexts, like lexical context. And it leads, actually, the having fiqh in terms of practical laws of Islam, it leads to understand, it actually presupposes some layers and levels of deep understanding in other aspects of the religion as well. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the functions of the heart, and we said, according to one of the verses of the Holy Quran, or two verses, one of the functions of the heart is for deep understanding. And the verse reads like this: وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. There are inhabitants of hellfire that we have created. It doesn't mean we have created them as inhabitants of hellfire. It means that we created beings that will end up by their own will because of their own action. So it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates people in hellfire. No, creates people that will end up because of their wrongdoing in hellfire. كثيرا من الجن والإنس. Members of the jinn, members of the ants, human being. And the characteristic, the first characteristic that Quran says is لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. The first characteristic is that they have hearts and they don't put these hearts into use. Into use of what? Into use of deep understanding. لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They do not have deep understanding of the heart that they have. They either don't have any understanding of the heart, as we have it in other verses, عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكَنَّ, as if it is like there's something blocking their heart. Or the understanding that they have is superficial and not a fiqh understanding, not a profound understanding. So they have hearts that they don't understand, showing us that we have to have that faculty through which and by which we should have deep understanding. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنَ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they don't see with those eyes. So not seeing doesn't mean they are blind or visually impaired. No, not physically. أَعْيُنَ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا means they don't have basira, they don't have insight, they don't have vision. The equal people, like in equal condition, they see one scene, but one person takes a lesson from that scene, another person does not take a lesson. This is called basira, insight. When you read history, if you learn something from it, it means you have seen something in it. But if you don't read, if you don't understand, if you don't take a lesson from it, it means as if the eye did not catch what it was supposed to catch from this story. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصُرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, but they don't put those ears into use by listening. They may hear things here and there, but they don't listen to. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْعَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Now here we have this famous phrase from the Holy Quran. Those people who have hearts which they don't use. They have eyes, they don't use. They have ears, they don't use. They are like cattle, they are like animals, and even worse. كَالْعَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Why? Because animals, they are not expected to use their heart and their ears and their eyes in understanding, deep understanding. They have superficial understanding of things, and which actually leads them in their life. So they have superficial understanding. This is the food, they take it. This is my enemy, they attack it. This is, for example, a competition that I have with another male over that thing, and they engage in it. So their superficial understanding is pretty much the same as superficial understanding of human being. But what about the deep understanding? If a person lacks that, is like animal, and even worse. Why worse? Because you were a human. You were supposed to take better use and benefit from the privileges that you had. May Allah help us and protect us from not using the privileges that we have. Thank you very much for listening, and inshallah we continue the discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.